Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Recently, the city of Wilmington announced plans to renovate Baynard Stadium and Eden Park are moving forward. And it's touting the overhaul of Baynard Stadium as an example of what a public-private partnership can do. The city and Salesianum have entered a 50-year lease agreement that includes a $15 to $20 million investment by Salesianum to completely remake Baynard Stadium, while still keeping the facility open for use by a variety of other schools and groups. So could this type of partnership be duplicated elsewhere? Contributor Larry Nagengast reports a similar deal may be brewing for Canby Park, involving St. Elizabeth School. He details that proposal and where it stands in his latest piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And he sat down with me this week to talk more about it. So let's start with the current state of Canby Park and its needs and what's already being done by the city to work on that situation.
All right, well, let's give you a little geography first. Canby Park is a large and fairly attractive park, and it's in the southwest section of the city of Wilmington. Stretches roughly from St. Elizabeth Church and the school complex at the foot of Clayton Street on the east over to Lincoln and Union Streets on the west. It's close to the Byard Square and Canby Park communities and the Browntown and Hedgeville fairly white ethnic neighborhoods for the most part, are not far away. Part of the park is actually outside the city limits, owned by Newcastle County, but the park has been managed by the city for more than 20 years. It has a lot of open space and some ball fields, but only the baseball and softball diamonds are of the quality needed for high school sports. There's also a swimming pool. It was popular a generation ago, but now it's a terribly deteriorated eyesore. It hasn't been used in about 10 years, and the city just approved a contract to have the pool demolished. Work should be starting very soon.
But as you point out in your piece, St. Elizabeth School has a much more ambitious vision for this park. What are they proposing?
Well, the school leaders at St. Elizabeth, no doubt seeing that the city was negotiating with Salesianum School over the use and maintenance of Baynard Stadium more than a year ago, developed the outline of a plan to make Canby Park more of a community asset, adding playgrounds and picnic areas, perhaps some walking trails, the types of things that would encourage area residents to spend more time in the park. And there are also some suggesting some improvements that would definitely benefit St. Elizabeth High School, most notably upgrades to the portions of the park devoted to athletics. Most significant among those upgrades would be the construction of a small football stadium.
And so, long term, what would the benefit be for St. E's going all in on this? What's their motivation here?
Well, okay, right now, St. E's teams play their home baseball and softball games at Canby Park, and some of their other teams use the park for practices. But other than baseball and softball, St. E's home games are actually played miles away. Baynard Stadium for football, Kirkwood Soccer Club, Hokesson Montessori School, and Alapocas Run State Park for other sports. So they'd like to be able to make Canby Park their home field for all sports, and they're willing to help pay for it, though to what extent they might pay hasn't quite been determined yet.
So what are city officials saying about this plan and this idea?
Well, city officials are certainly interested, but they're also moving cautiously. The Canby Park concept has already been kicking around for about a year, more than a year actually, but the city was preoccupied with the Baynard Stadium negotiations, which lasted more than 2 years before finally being resolved 3 weeks ago. On the plus side, the city's Parks and Recreation Director, Kevin Kelly, used to represent the Canby Park area on city council, so he's familiar with the park, with the neighborhoods, and with their needs. And Kelly was one of the city representatives on a city-county-state task force that worked earlier this year and issued a generally positive report on the proposal.
So while superficially there may be some comparisons drawn to the city's deal with Salesianum at Baynard Stadium, this would not look like that, even if it does move forward, correct?
Right. There are some significant differences. Baynard, of course, is primarily a football stadium with a gridiron encircled by a track, and it seats about 4,000 people. The Canby Park project would include improvements to football, baseball, softball, and soccer fields, as well as to non-athletic recreational areas. But seating at the proposed football stadium would be much smaller than at Baynard. For comparative purposes, if you're familiar with the area, take a look at the outdoor fields at Tower Hill School along Pennsylvania Avenue in Wilmington.
With that in mind, what would the cost for this look like? And with it, so what would the funding possibilities be?
Well, the price tag for the upgrades at Baynard Stadium is in the range of $20 million, with Salesianum, whose donors and alumni are known for their strong allegiance and their deep pockets, picking up much of the tab. St. Elizabeth officials are talking about improvements in the $5 million to $6 million range, but the plans really aren't far enough along for anybody to have made even a ballpark estimate. St. Elizabeth is apparently willing to launch some sort of a fundraising campaign, soliciting parents, alumni, and businesses that support the school, but their network isn't nearly as strong as Salesianum's. Some funding would likely come from the city, county, and state governments. And there are also suggestions of soliciting residents of areas near the park, but that's only in the talking stage right now. One other area of difference, Salesianum will essentially take over management of Baynard Stadium while making it available to other schools and the public on essentially the same terms as the stadium is now available. St. Elizabeth really has no interest in actually managing Canby Park. It expects the city to continue doing so, but all of this is going to be up for negotiation as the planning goes forward.
We heard you mention the neighbors and the neighborhood. Generally speaking, is the neighborhood supportive of this plan, or are there some reservations about such a dramatic change to Canby Park?
Well, I've talked to the current and the incoming lawmakers who represent the area, outgoing Senator Bob Marshall, his successor, Tizzy Lockman, and the new state representative, Sherry Dorsey Walker. Lockman and Walker are both unopposed in Tuesday's elections. From their conversations with residents, they say that the neighbors are generally receptive to the ideas. The big concerns they have relate to whether there would be lights added to the football and baseball fields and about added traffic the athletic events might bring, especially at night. However, both the people at St. Elizabeth and the elected officials say they expect that any agreement is going to include some stipulations about how often the fields can be used at night, possibly specifying a time when the lights would have to be turned off. Another point that the lawmakers make, police would have to be on hand during the games, patrolling the area, directing traffic, and so on. So that would actually bring some increased security to the neighborhood. And the legislators also praise the efforts of St. Elizabeth to keep the neighbors involved in the planning, and they expect that to continue going forward as well.
So what are the next steps? Is there any kind of timetable about how this moves forward, even if it's going to take some time?
Well, I think it's fair to say from listening to people at St. Elizabeth, they'd really like to see this put on a fast track. The city's pace might more easily be compared to how you play out the last 2 minutes on the clock in a pro football game. In any event, expect another round or two or so of planning meetings that would begin in the next month or so. The best case scenario that I see would be to have a firm proposal put together in time for the three governments, state, city, and county, to figure out how well they might be able to fund this project in time to include it in the budgets for the fiscal years that start on July 1st. However, you know, you got three governments involved trying to make these decisions and come together. I'm not quite sure that the wheels are going to spin that quickly. And it's really right now too soon to discuss how much money might be available. So even if they come up with a plan for what they want to do, then the next step is figuring out the money. That may turn out to be a two-step process, and it may wind up actually taking us 2 years to figure out where we're going.
You noted in your story that at some point there might be interest in Howard High School being part of all this. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where that may stand?
Well, I hate to tell you, Tom. I mean, it's not good for me to tell you I don't know. But, you know, it's really not that far from the truth. This task force first considered the possibility of Howard, which now uses Baynard Stadium, playing its home football games at this proposed Canby Park Stadium. But both sites, Baynard and Canby Park, are more than a mile from Howard. The alternative suggestion that emerged was to build a small football stadium in Kirkwood Park, which is right behind Howard on Wilmington's east side. Now, I mean, it seems to me like that's a pretty good idea, but the actual planning for Canby Park is farther along. So if I'm going to place any bets on this. I'd say that even if both of these concepts are approved at the same time, and I don't think that's going to happen, Canby Park is going to turn out to be the one that's going to get done first.
Do you sense that this particular proposal and what we've seen at Baynard Stadium situation is a sign that there is much more interest in kind of doing these public-private partnerships to try and bolster all these facilities around the city?
I think to a limited extent that's true. I mean, the Howard situation involves getting the Votek School District involved with Kirkwood Park, and you know that situation where you're throwing in another state agency and a different sort of entity. I don't know. In terms of where there are opportunities to work with private schools, particularly a school like Salesianum that has a significant alumni and fundraising base, there may be a good reason, an incentive to move in that direction. Perhaps the effort with St. Elizabeth will shed some more light on it. St. Elizabeth is a much smaller school than Salesianum, hence the smaller alumni and fundraising base. But St. E's supporters are known to be very, very loyal. They're very strongly rooted in that community. So if that goes, if this comes together and it flies, maybe there will be some other possibilities along the line down the road.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for his time on The Green this week. His piece on the possible revitalization of Canby Park in Wilmington is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And that's a wrap on this week's edition of The Green. The stories and interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. And remember, you can also check out The Green via podcast at our website, on iTunes, and on the NPR One app. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page, on Twitter at TheGreenDE, or by emailing us at TheGreen@DelawarePublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make today's show possible, contributor Larry Nagengast, political analysts Tom Kovac and Daryl Scott, Delaware Public Media's Nick Chelina and Sophia Schmidt. For all of them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Byrne saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delaware explores its common ground.